Education and healthcare reporting on SDPB is supported by Regional Health, helping patients and communities live well.
Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Last week, the Violet Cheddar Memorial Home in Huron announced it is closing, displacing the 36 residents and 45 employees. After 59 years of service to the community, the board of directors and management announced they could not see a fiscal path going forward and will close May 10th. The challenges facing nursing home facilities was the theme of a recent South Dakota Focus, and Larry Rohr has this summary.
The announcement of the closure in Huron joins nursing home closures earlier this year in Mulbridge and Madison. They were preceded by others last year, and Laura Wilson, past president of the South Dakota Healthcare Association and administrator of Teason Memorial Home in Marion, says there will be more.
I think there's a lot of challenges, especially workforce challenges, that facilities are having to deal with. And then when you compound that with having low reimbursement, you can't pay your staff. You also deal with, in some of the remote areas, some occupancy issues. Mm-hmm. And when you combine all of that with a high Medicaid usage and they're not getting reimbursed their costs, it is a crisis.
There are several factors in play. Many facilities in the state are aging, and the needs of residents are growing and becoming more complex. Doug Eckerin, regional president and CEO of Avera Sacred Heart, says it comes down to the bottom line.
The inflation costs that we've been experiencing for the last number of years have simply outpaced the increases that we've received from Medicaid. And there are, I think, a lot of facilities that are just barely hanging on right now, trying to figure out how do you meet all of the regulatory issues, how do you provide a high quality of care at a time when we are seeing residents that have higher acuity levels than what we've ever seen in the past.
Two key points here. The reimbursement rate for Medicaid patients and acuity level, the expanding range of care needed for all residents. Jeremy Schultes, CEO of Philip Health Services, explains.
And this isn't just direct caregiver costs. It takes a care team to really meet the needs for residents in these facilities. We're talking about physical therapists, pharmacists, dietitians, and so both on our professional positions as well as our registered nurses, nursing assistants, and LPNs, it really comes back to about 70% of our cost is related to staffing. And those reimbursements that we receive from South Dakota Medicaid just have not been able to keep up with the inflation that we've seen on the salary side.
Medicaid patients have no other resources and no other options for nursing home care. The state reimbursement for their care is a fixed amount that Eckerin and Deb Peters with the South Dakota Association of Healthcare Organizations says doesn't meet the daily costs.
Typically, more than half of our residents are paid for through Medicaid. And so if you've got 55, 60, 70% of your residents are paid by the Medicaid program and you're being paid less than your costs, you have a built-in crisis waiting to happen, and that's okay. Where we're at.
Well, the state of South Dakota, if you take the total per revenue per bed numbers, we calculated that the total revenue that we're getting for as facilities on an average is $146 per day for each resident, for Medicaid residents. The historical cost is showing that cost to deliver the care to that patient on an average is $181 per day. You're already built in a $35 loss per day per resident.
So if the state is involved in reimbursement, why haven't state officials acted sooner? Well, as a former legislator, Peter says it's not that simple.
The governor was aware, the legislators were aware. Unfortunately, the crisis that happened in the last, you have to look back and through the legislative process over what happened the last 6 to 7, 8 years, was the roads and bridges were crumbling and buses were falling into rivers. So that took center stage first. And then a couple years later, then it was an educational crisis and money was funded and taxes were raised to fund teachers because that was a crisis situation. It is their number one priority issue this legislature.
And referencing the recent closures, Peter says the scope of the financial shortfall is not an easy fix.
We have a census of total nursing home residents of a little over 5,000 folks in nursing homes. 55% of those are Medicaid. So some are going to have, some of the residents or some of the nursing homes will have a little bit less than 50%. But on average, every nursing home has at least 55% Medicaid. And for instance, the folks in Mobridge and Madison, they were probably over 75 to 80% Medicaid residents. You can't make a business run when you are underfunded $35 a day and you have 75 to 80% of your residents underfunded $35 per day. It's just not physical. It's not possible anymore.
So what is possible? A higher reimbursement rate for Medicaid helps, but Clint Grable, Senior Executive Director of Post-Acute Care with Sanford Health, says other innovations have regulatory hurdles.
The payment structure is what we can control at a state level, but when we're looking at care model changes, how we manage our patients and their activities of daily living, what we can provide for services, again, those are all managed at a federal level, where it takes a lot of those innovative thought processes that we could come up with at a state level, but it takes those out of our hands. We do have some options when we look at our senior housing facilities, assisted livings. I think we could get a little more creative with what we do there because we don't have the federal oversight. But when it comes down to a traditional nursing home, we are a little bit handcuffed by the federal government and their regulations.
How about less institutional care and more in-home care? Peter says there are regulatory and geographic considerations.
Part of the problem with some of the other continuum of care services that we have in the state of South Dakota, it's not that we don't have them, it's the payment methodology doesn't keep up with the care needs that we have. You know, the acuity is higher, but the payment rate isn't keeping up with what it takes to take care of those patients at home. And so it used to be you could bill at 15-minute increments. The problem is if you live 2 hours from the most closest facility to deliver the service of home health care, you can't afford to drive the 2 hours, deliver 15 minutes of care, and go back 2 hours. The delivery, the payment methodology just doesn't work for the frontier area of the state of South Dakota.
Higher Medicaid reimbursement rates are part of the state budget debate in Pierre. In addition, Clint Grable recommends a grassroots approach.
It's very easy to sit and point at a legislature or point at a governor or us to sit around this table and have these conversations. But when we talk about a statewide crisis, it is a statewide crisis, and it has to be every single one of us reaching out to our local healthcare facilities and trying to be a volunteer for them and trying to help with those types of services, encouraging family members and loved ones to get into healthcare and specifically long-term care as a career. And again, easy for all of us to sit around this table and point fingers. It's easy for our viewers to point fingers. But that would be my ask, is to really take a good, hard look at what you can do in your community to encourage people to either volunteer, work, and prop up our long-term care and our healthcare facilities all over our great state.
The state budget will be up for final consideration in the last days of the legislative session this week. For In the Moment, I'm Larry Rohr.